Howdy, partner.
Howdy.
Welcome to Squish.
Oh, Squish.
Before we throw you motherfuckers in the deep end of our very first episode.
Disclaimer section here.
We have a little disclaimer section of things that we want to touch on before you guys go too deep. Okay, so number one, we're pod virgins.
Yes, firsts for everything.
This is us popping our cherry into your ears.
Oh, God.
And
you should have had a disclaimer for the disclaimer.
And we want to be held to no standard, okay? We are figuring this out.
Yeah, we might change things as we go. It might look different as we go. It might sound different as we go, and that's all right. It's part of the learning process. We're trying something new.
Like,
we're
literally
something.
Have already recorded this disclaimer twice because I fucked up my audio on the first one. So we are living proof that there is no need to be held seriously, but you can still have fun. You can still make cool shit without needing to put a lot of pressure in there. Yep. So there's also, we want people to string along and listen to our stories because we think we have a lot of valuable things to say too. But this is a low pressure situation for everyone involved. Yeah. Number two, this is going to be a predominantly local community focused thing.
Yeah. And between our two communities and their interconnected webs of people that might come our way through that.
Yeah, it's like putting two pieces of bubblegum together and just trying to make sense of it all. But we do want to acknowledge that we are recording this on the Lekwungen territories of the Songhees people and the Songhees Nation. We are two white settler hoes who are telling our stories on this stolen land, and we can't do that without recognizing where we're doing it and the stories that have yet to be fully and properly told and heard and respected. So hopefully we can tell our stories ethically and welcome in some of those voices.
Yeah, exactly. And also always open to feedback and respecting hearing any way in which we can grow and correct or learn and move with even more respect in those communities if we touch on anything that might be reflective of needing some feedback. We're welcome to it. And we just also want to encourage people to, beyond the like acknowledgement of the land, just get connected with those communities, like support your local indigenous artists, find out who they are, what kind of art they make, connect with your, see what area you're in, what local band office is there, like what we're here at Tash's, we're on the Lekwungen and all that, and the Songhees is nearby here. I live a little farther out. I'm on Wasanic territory, and so it's, I like to see what they're, they do a lot of teaching, they do a lot of education, they do a lot of just keeping the culture and the language alive, and that's really good to be aware of in the communities that you're in, and also how you
and
can support them. Because you can support in a broad way, like with the IRSSS or with Raven Trust or many of those other organizations, but you can also support smaller and more locally in your community with your local Native Friendship Centers, and you're just looking at the different community band offices, even their Facebook pages, and seeing what kind of help they're asking for from communities.
Totally. And on the note of getting feedback and advice, like the whole purpose of this podcast is we want this to be a safe space to fuck up and fuck up together, because that just keeps happening as we keep living as human beings in this world. Yeah. So you're always going to get things wrong, and we want to help support not only ourselves in the repair and the sustainability of our relationships through highs and lows, but the people around us as well. And we've been through a lot of these stories, and we've seen enough that we are trying, this is my version of trying to meet the need of supporting my community better and trying to share some of the stories that have taught me so much in the last 5 years living here and then my life's before that. But yeah, this is, it's all centered around just being accountable to your shit. And then in that vulnerability, in that openness, you become such a better human rather than trying to hold it all together. For the love of God, just melt into a puddle with
and
this.
Just,
come on.
Yeah, welcoming in the messy, difficult conversations that some people want to shy away from. And just, we all, we can sometimes go, really far in one direction in our society, and then we can like really far overcorrect in the other direction. And I've been, like we were saying before, we're not experts. We did we say that yet this time, or that was the other take? Yeah. We're not experts. We don't know shit.
Case in point.
We got some advice, and not necessarily as advice that we think, oh yeah, we did it so right, you should do it too. But
in
just
fact,
here's
quite
our
the opposite.
Experience. Yeah, here's our experiences as they happened, and what we learned from them. And if any of that benefits you, that's freaking awesome.
Yes, but we are not to be held liable by anyone trying to do the shit that we've done, because we are in no way telling you to microdose and then accidentally macrodose 3 hours before a set that you really wanted to do well at, and then you got to be completely out of your mind instead,
or to negotiate your contract while going through symptoms of PMDD or other things. Just
you
like
know,
you know,
take it
we do these things.
Yeah What did we say? We said don't take it with a grain of salt, take it with a boulder of salt.
Take it with a big old rock of salt. And it's part of, for me, part of this, Tash is saying it to meet the need, but for me, in hearing these conversations about accountability and how are we dealing with these tough conversations, how are we dealing with conflict, like I've have so many examples of where it went really well in my past experience navigating these things, and I also have so many examples where it didn't go well, where, you know, I overcorrected, or I have felt like I set up too firm of a line, and I'm learning from my own experience to come at things with more curiosity and
squishiness, baby,
squish.
Yeah, so without further ado, we're gonna send you guys right on into episode one. You can get to know us a little bit better, get to know where we're at in our communities a little bit, but yeah, we really hope you guys stick along for the ride and enjoy Squish the Podcast.
Enjoy it. Here it is, Squish the Podcast, episode one. Thank you so much for listening.
We love you.
We love you.